You are listening to Empower Me with Ari.
Royal people, kings and queens, this is Queen Erica. I pray that you guys are having an awesome day. I'm just going to say a quick prayer, then I'm going to share the word of the Lord that he gave me to share with you guys. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for every listener, God. I thank you for everybody, Father, that you have called to be connected to my voice, connected to my voice where I'm light and salt in the land, which is allowing you to use me, Father, for your namesake, and to shift and to go forth and to release what thus says the Lord, God. I thank you in the name of Jesus for every listener and every even new listener, God. I thank you, God, that you begin to touch their hearts, touch their minds, and as they begin to listen to the words that you give, Father, that their lives begin to shift for the better, that their eyes begin to open, that things just begin to change. Deliverance and healing begins to happen, Lord. I thank you, Father, that as it happens, that they would begin to share the word and they begin to go forth and carry out everything that you have called for them to, God, without hesitation or reservation. I thank you and praise you, God, that the hearts are ready to receive, the ears are open spiritually and naturally, and the eyes are open. Scales have been removed from their eyes. They may receive exactly what it is that you're saying in Jesus' name. Amen. So I wanted to just share what God was, you know, impressing upon me yesterday. And so he was impressing upon me about the harvest. And he was talking about, so the scripture where it talks about the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so God began to talk to me about that. And it's Luke 10 verse 2. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers, the laborers are few. And then it says, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out the workers into his harvest field. And then even third, it says the first part that I wanted to share with the third verse, it says go. And so I wanted to share this because God began to impress upon me that we've been praying for harvest, we've been praying for revival, we've been praying for breakthrough, and God is saying that it's here, but are we prepared for what it is that we've been praying for in regards to harvest? Are we prepared to take the masses of people that are coming from broken situations, that need to hear from God, that need love, that need care, that need somebody just to listen to them? Are we prepared for the harvest that we've been praying for? And I do pray that the Lord therefore sends out his workers into the harvest field, the harvest that he's speaking about. You know, harvest can be multiple different things, but the harvest, the main harvest, are people. And so there's souls. And so there's a lot of people that have been wounded from other ministries, a lot of people that have been just wounded in life in general, and they're coming, but are we prepared, or are we irritated and agitated and frustrated and don't have time for them when they come? And so we have to be willing to humble ourselves literally and allow the Lord to begin to move in our lives like never before, so that our hearts can be penetrated by his love, and our ears can be open and in tune to what thus says the Lord for their lives. And so I encourage us all to get, if we're not prepared, get prepared. If we don't know how to be prepared, ask the Lord, Father, how should I prepare for the harvest? Because I will tell you that it's harvest season. It is harvest time. I pray that this word bless you. Remember to renew your mind as the goat mind. Love you guys.
Empower me with Ari.